You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
That was a nice Mind Trench dance there, Stella.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Rob. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, and welcome straight back at you.
How's it going?
Very well.
That's good.
I've got to thank Keg for this story, this thing. This is crazy. This actually has done my head in.
Ooh.
Right. A faux leather shoe has been grown from bacteria in 14 days.
Cool.
And programmed to dye itself black.
Wait.
Just let that sink in a moment. Yeah.
So bacteria has self-made a shoe?
Yeah.
In the shape of a shoe?
And then turned itself black.
Is that not mold?
It's been created by researchers at the Imperial College London from genetically engineered microbes.
Yeah, cool. This is my stuff. I love that.
Stella's in her bag over here.
This is so cool.
Oh, good, because I just read stuff that meant nothing to me. but not surprisingly, it's the first time bacteria has been designed to produce a material and its own pigment at the same time.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Lead clever person, Professor Tom Ellis from ICL's Department of Bioengineering, told me, inventing a new, faster way to produce sustainable self-dyed leather alternatives is a major achievement for synthetic biology and sustainable fashion.
Yeah,
and then the
major.
Pips went and his phone card ran out and he didn't talk to him anymore after that.
And he couldn't reverse the charges.
No.
So I've just found a photo of this shoe.
Yeah.
It's ugly. It's an ugly shoe. Look at this. It's in the shape of a foot, and it's got a big sole on the bottom of it. It kind of looks like some Kanye West, collaboration.
A Yeezy collab.
It's the kind of thing that if Kanye released it, people would froth over it and be like, so cool. But
awesome.
I don't know if a bunch of scientists being like, we built this shoe, is going to have the same effect.
Not the same drip.
Well, I'll tell you something about that, because you've got, what's her name, McCartney and all that lot.
Stella McCartney.
They were interested in it.
Ooh. Right.
The self-dyeing leather alternative was created by modifying the genes of a bacteria species that produces sheets of microbial cellulose, which is already commonly used in food production, cosmetics and textiles. I did not know any of that.
That's really cool. Stella is literally losing her mind here. You're
so
genuinely
excited.
Really excited about this, aren't you?
It's so cool.
That's one for science, baby.
Genetic modifications instructed the same microbes that were growing the material to also produce a dark black pigment called eumelanin.
Yeah.
The cellulose was grown around a shoe-shaped mould to give it shape.
Oh, I see.
That's
of the upper
like
part
foot.
Of the shoe, and it took 14 days to take on the correct shape, and to make it turn black, the shoe was subjected to a bit of a gentle shake at 30 degrees centigrade, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was that.
I like the idea that they've got a bunch of shoe ovens, and they just put the little bacteria in there, and then it makes a ping, and then all the doors open, and a bunch of shoes come out.
A bit of steam.
Yeah, nice.
The techniques work on a large enough scale to create real-life products. Now, my question is, how do they stop it growing? Why don't you end up with
a
big pair
question.
Of flippers?
I guess the conditions
giant
aren't the
shoes.
Same.
Like Ronald McDonald shoes.
They just keep growing.
You just have them on your feet and they just keep getting bigger.
Keep going
your
going
money's
and
worth.
It feels like a Monty Python sketch or something.
Amazing. And they reckon that they're getting together with designers and they're going to do it so they have multicoloured shoes and all that sort of stuff.
I wonder if the conditions change out in the environment and the shoes just goes like pink or something.
It's like those colour changing dresses and stuff where it's
a mood ring.
A mood ring. Yeah, it's a mood ring shoe.
Mood foot.
Wow.
But it's got to be good for the environment because then, you know, cows don't have to make shoes. Become part of the shoe making process.
Those cows can get a different job.
Yeah.
Stealing cows' jobs.
I actually reckon this is cool, as shout outs to Keg.
Yeah.
And thanks
awesome.
To you, Rob.
Yeah, there was
a lot more
was a lot more to it, but I've got to be honest, my mind started wandering a little bit.
You got the most important bits. They're growing shoes, they're kind of cool. I reckon they could work on making them look cooler. If Stella McCartney's getting involved, they'll probably end up looking quite great at some point, you know? Excellent.
But please, if you know about them, how do they stop growing?
Someone says this is so Willy Wonka. It is Willy Wonka. It's like the, you know, shoot. Yeah, Willy Wonka and the Shoe Factory or something. I've lost the plot Spin on that off. One slightly. You got a poem for us today, Rob?
Yep.
Hey.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, I actually wrote this over the course of 2 weeks on Plato's Retreat.
Wow.
Just looking at Anikam just coming out of it and then writing it down and putting it all together. So it goes... If you can, come over to Riverhead. Try 95 Beer FM Lager and maybe get yourself fed. 4 to 7 Saturday, tunes by Sam, Anika and Chris. It will be dreader than dread. Forget about the others and that includes Fred. Oh, yeah, and me. It costs nothing to get in as it's totally free.
Yes. Beautiful, Rob. That's why we pay you the...
That's why I get the big money.
The big bucks. The big $0.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
That is indeed true. We have got Plato's Retreat live from Halitau Riverhead this Saturday afternoon, 4 till 7 p.m. You'll be there, eh?
Yes.
We'll be there. The BFM bus will be there if it doesn't break down on the motorway en route.
Check the news headlines.
Yeah, I was going to say, not impossible probability. You picked a track for us to send us off this morning. What
I
are we listening
have.
To?
And this is actually an Anika song, so this is some of the sort of music you might hear. And this is Sandy B with Amma Jovi Jovi.
Thank you, Rob.
That's not a car alarm going off.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't need to turn your radio down.
Send the beat, we petty vibe. Nama Jovi Jovi Man Nama Jovi Jovi Man Nama Jovi Jovi Man Jovi Jovi Nama Jovi Jovi Man You dance Jovi Jovi You dance Nama Jovi Jovi You dance Jovi 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 You dance Nama Jovi Jovi Dance Nama Jovi Jovi
Rob will be taking autographs.
Yeah.
Or giving them. Yep. You could, I mean, you probably take them too. Someone yep. wanted to give you their autograph.
Yep.
$5 for a Rob yep. autograph, 10 for a photo.
Yep. All going towards B or me. I'm my mind up.
Yeah. If it's cash, it's probably going in Rob's pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
So.
Gotta make something out of it.
You know, maybe you could also donate to the Give a Little. We're only half joking about this, actually. If you ever want to just. Are we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, donate to the Give a Little.
No, kidding. If you're listening, Tom, I'm really kidding.
Plato's Retreat this weekend, 4 till 7 p.m, live from Halitau Riverhead. It's going to be heaps of fun. It's going to be sunny. Rick's told us so. Touchwood.
There's an inside bit. It's a pub.
And yeah, there's a beautiful inside bit. So if it does rain, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really fun. We've got a new beer, a BFM beer, thanks to Halitau. And we've got lots of good tunes coming your way. Enjoy a little late bit of sunshine and come along. Free entry. See ya, Rob.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.